Welcome back. So today I'm going to try another one from Tampa Bay Brewing Company, Cloudy Donkey, Hazy. Cool can art on this one, New England style hazy pale ale. Not sure why they had to put all that, but I understand it. Actually, they hit people that like New England IPAs. They hit people that like hazy pale ales. So I have not had this yet. Some of these, if I remember, so we're down in Florida on vacation. I'm hoping I can pick more up. Technically, this is our last full day that I'm doing these, but I'll do some more at home. I picked up some more, but yeah, we're on vacation down here by Tampa. So drinking a lot of their beers because in the past, we've been up towards Destin, Pensacola. So I'm outside, just in case you haven't seen the other ones. If you haven't, make sure you hit that subscribe button and ring that bell if you would. This is a fenced in little tiki bar or whatever. And so the sun's coming in and out, so the camera is going to go in and out. But yeah, what I said, Reef Donkey, I think is what we had on tapped. 5.5% is this one. I was trying to find Reef Donkey, but I haven't found a single store. Had to buy four packs of all these, but me and another guy are here, so we're trying to drink one of each. So that leaves two, so he can take one, then I can take one. So maybe if I pick up some more, I'll do a full overview of all the ones I had, if I can find them. But I couldn't find Reef Donkey. We went to Beer World. So they didn't have singles. Well, they did have some singles. I take that back. Hopefully this is focusing. But off-white colored head, almost like, I want to say, yeah, there's a little yellow coming through there. About a half a finger of head. Hazy. From how the lights are right now, I would say hazy light orange in color. Well, guess. There you go. So, yeah, I mean, good color. What did I say, 5.5? Yeah, 5.5. Reef Donkey was like 7 or something, wasn't it? Don't know. Let's go ahead and smell. I want to say like a light grapefruit peach. Like a peach skin. There's a little bit of fruitiness, but this definitely smells like a bigger dry hop. Hopefully Untappd show tells us. Like a bigger dry hop, maybe a fresher beer. There's no date on this thing. Canned on 1/17/24. So not even 3 months old yet. Yeah, it smells like it was a... It's got that like green hoppy smell, but it's not the dankness that I've smelt and tasted in some of the other Tampa Bay beers. Yeah, like a light peach skin, grapefruit juice, grapefruit citrus juice, something like that. Let's go ahead and taste. Lighter body on this one. Hopefully you can't hear my wife talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, smooth. There is some dankness. I am picking some dankness up. I've never done these standing before, so I always want to lean. There is some dankness in the back of this one. Stone fruit. It seems like a lot of these have stone fruit too. Yeah, like a peach, mango, then like a very low generic citrus. Like there is some citrus, but I can't pick out. I guess if I had to say, because it's kind of light, I would probably go orange somewhere in there, tangerine. That's about all I'm getting out of this one. Kind of a little dry in there. Yeah, dank. Now I'm, yeah, dank, peach, mango, pineapple in there with, if I had to say a citrus, there has to be a citrus. Most of these hops are going to give off a fruit and a citrus. It's just whatever comes through more. I don't know why I'm saying peach, though. On this one, I would have to go 4 out of 5. Some of these are going to be short, and I don't know why. It's just it is what it is. Yeah, I would go 4 out of 5. This isn't bad. I wish the bitterness was up. Just like, what was it, the Hop Silo 24. I wish that bitterness was up. There's not enough, at least for me. I would rather have my New England IPAs on the bitter side than the sweet side. And this is a little bit sweeter. So it is what it is. But yeah, 4 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. So two of my friends have had this one. 3.9 is the average. No IBUs are listed. A little over 2,000 people have checked this in. 3.9. So I think we're right there. Hazy, juicy, hoppy, light-bodied, dry hop is what is on here. Sabru hops. Well, I didn't say coconut, and that's usually what I get out of there. It could just be Tampa Bay Brewing Company, but I've seen that London Fog used a lot out of their beers, and maybe the Three Daughters Brewing, I think we stopped by the other day, if that's the correct name. They also use that London Fog. So I'm going to have to look that up and see if I can make some beers with that, because usually Omega Yeast is the one I use. But overall, not bad. Yeah, and the two friends that I have haven't said anything. But yeah, if you can find this, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.